I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
I know people malign you, make fun of you, even your own family members. Some of your friends, they don't know why you continue to go week after week to church. And they look at your life and they're like, nothing's changing. But they don't realize that the change is not in a place where they can see. But the change is happening on the inside. It's inside of me. Hallelujah. I thank God right now that your faith is rising. I want to encourage you tonight that though you may not see the external work, do know that the internal work is happening even at this very moment.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom.
Yes, it's time for you to come into my world, John Gray's World. And we're going to dig into some great things today. I'm just going to tell you up front, we're going to talk about romance. Oh, yeah. Get the popcorn. Get your boo. Snuggle up on the couch. But not the type you think. We're talking about the romance that has everything to do with the outcome of your entire life. The message is called love letters. Some of you may not realize this, but God sent you a love letter when he gave you his word. Scripture is not just an amalgamation of miscellaneous books with no structure. Scripture is the inerrant word of God designed to help you with every area of your life. God knew you needed it because life has a way of beating you up and making you wonder if God really loves you. So if you've ever felt rejection and loss, I need you to listen to this message. We're going to refer back to the love letter your Heavenly Father left for you. His character of love is on full display in it, and it's bigger than your current circumstance. So thanks for joining me. Let's go ahead and get this started, and I'll see you right after the message. Somebody make me some popcorn. This is going to be good. Tonight, I'm going to give you my title up front, because normally I preach like 32 minutes and then give the title of my message at the end. You just taking notes like, well, what's the title? The title tonight is Love Letters. Love letters. How many people ever got a love letter? Let me see your hands. Put your hands down, wife. I'm your love letter. Let me see your hands again. How many people got a love letter? How many of us didn't get a love letter? You just sad. I'm like, I already don't like this message. Remember when we used to pass notes in high school? Maybe y'all don't. Some of y'all are like, what are notes? You used to actually write them with a thing called a pen. And before everything was digital, you couldn't just text your love. You had to write it with a heart. And then you put an arrow through it. And when you liked the girl, you wouldn't just go up to her. You hit her with that note, put it in that locker right there on that side. You don't know what I'm talking about with the corner out. Let her know with the initials, JG to AC. Got your maiden name. You thought I was going to bring up one of my old boos. Not tonight. I want to go home happy. Oh. And you thought you was real deep. You thought you were real profound. Girl, you look good. I like your outfit. I'm gonna sit next to you at lunch. You going to the dance Friday? We gonna match. We gonna have red t-shirts and blue jeans with the white hot top Converse. We gonna kill them. We gotta work on our dance moves. Stick and bring it down. You know what I'm saying? It was something exciting about a letter. And do you remember going back and forth when you would send the letter and then they write on it and put it back? No? Alrighty. Well, I do. So you'd write something, they'd write something back and fold it back up and you'd read it and you'd be all excited. And it's funny because we were on the way to the church and I said, babe, you ever get love? You used to get love letters? She was like, I still got a shoebox full. I was like, that's what you think. They've been in the trash. I found them. You was hiding them. When you want to get somebody's attention, back in those days, you didn't just say terrible things. You said the sweetest things you could. You look good. Start quoting lyrics from songs. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. And in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. She'd be like, ooh, he is such a poet. Girl, read this. Then when you wanted to take it to that next level, we ain't just writing letters. I got enough feedback in the letters to know you like me. So let me go on and take this to the next level. Let me get you this one. And then you put, the marker around your initials. She opens it. Will you go with me? Check yes or no. How many people got that one? See, I wasn't the cute dude in school, so I didn't put the no on there. I was just check yes or later. I hate rejection. And when she checked yes, thank you, Jesus. We go together. Don't even know what that means. We 14, but we go together. That means we are an item. We go to the ice cream truck together. We hold hands when our parents ain't around. Something about those letters, something about the fact that someone took time to write, to tell you how they feel, something about it, it just reaches you. Because there's power in words. It's one thing to speak them, but when they're written, it just has a different authority. And when I think about the ultimate love letter, I have to come to the Word of God. If you look at the history of how the Bible came to be, over 1,500 years of written history, over 40 different writers, historical books, you've got poetry books, you've got the law, you've got the minor prophets, the major prophets, you've got the gospels, the synoptic gospel, then you've got epistles, you've got revelation, you've got this prophetic thing, you've got 66 different letters from multiple hands, but from one singular heart. And I feel the Holy Spirit tonight because somebody didn't know that God sent you a love letter. See, because life beats you up. We've had enough rejection. We've had enough loss. I was praying with someone today who said, we've lost everything. Right now we're living in a hotel. I need you to pray. And I prayed that the Lord would bless them and their children. And I said to them at the end of the prayer, I said, God is as good today as he was on your best day. He has not changed and he has not forgotten about you. It's hard to believe those words when you're in the middle of that situation. But if I can refer back to my love letter, I can identify that the character of my God is greater and to be trusted more than the current circumstance that I'm in. I want to talk to you about faith, because we are here as people of faith. You are here tonight It's a statement of faith. This is not vain religiosity. You did not just come here tonight because you don't have other things to do. This was a labor of love. You had to go through something to get here. And I believe I can speak from God's heart where it honors him. And I believe God is blessed that you have sacrificed to be here tonight. And don't you think for one second that your God has not seen your labor. He has not seen. He's seen it. Don't you think for one second that any of this has gone past heaven's notice. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I just believe prophetically I'm supposed to say to someone tonight and people who are watching, you've been diligently seeking him, so expect the reward. In fact, expect it now. Elevate your expectation for right now. I thank God for tomorrow, but some of us need a right now reward. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm gonna count me and you. 9, 10. Anybody else need that now? I need God to do something in my heart, to do something in my spirit, to do something in my body, to do something in my finance, to do something in my emotions, to do something in my will.
No matter what you've been through or what you're facing right now, God's heart is turned toward you. That's why TBN wants to help you experience a new measure of the Father's love in your life. So as our thank you for your special gift of support, we'll send you John Gray's new and encouraging 3-message CD series, The Father's Heart, His Love Endures Forever. In it, John shares how the love of the Father is the key to experiencing victory over those nagging challenges in your life. And with your gift of $60 or more, we'll also send you our hand-picked collection of faith-building resources titled Turn Your Dream Into Your Destiny. It includes Bishop T.D. Jakes' book, Destiny, Mark Batterson's book, Chase the Lion, plus power-packed messages on DVD and CD from both authors. God loves you, and it's your time to conquer life's challenges. Call, click, or write today.
Your faith is rising. I want to encourage you tonight that though you may not see the external work, do know that the internal work is happening even at this very moment. Nothing like a good love letter. And I want you to know that because you're here, I believe that there's something in you that believes God at his word. How many people just believe God at his word? I love your enthusiasm when Pastor Lisa was talking about the tithe, and you just began to clap like you've had a relationship with God to the point that you know that when you give him the first and the best, he blesses the rest. And let me tell you something, Pastor Roberts' message wasn't just for you. I've been ruminating on that thing. I've been chewing on that thing since Sunday when I heard it. And I told my wife, I said, we got to make sure that our tithe goes out first. It goes out first. And my wife told me a couple months ago, she was like, if we get paid on Thursday, you need to go ahead and sow on Wednesday since you know it's coming Thursday. I was like, whoa, you better go ahead. That's the kind of wife you want, somebody that'll be in faith with you. And when you miss it, she'll be your Holy Ghost. Thank you. So we make sure we're not robbing God. Love you, honey. That's how it works. I thought I had it right. Lord, I'm going to go ahead and get that tithe to you on Sunday, but you get paid on Thursday. I know, but I ain't at church on Thursday, but you get paid on Thursday, but you at church Wednesday, but it ain't in my account yet. You spoke, once I get it, then I know faith. And so I want to celebrate the people of faith tonight, sitting here in your blue jeans and your brown shoes and your multiple colored shirts. Y'all all look like saved Skittles out here. Just whole lot of noun laters, just all the colors. I want to encourage you to stop trying to argue about your faith. This is a time when people are always going to try to talk you down from your faith. But notice, it's your faith. And no one can talk you down from your faith because it's faith. It's not always about the things that you fully understand. I believe on faith that God created the heavens and the earth. I believe on faith that he created man from the dust of the ground. I believe on faith that everything in this word is necessary for me to develop the kind of life that the Father wants for me to have in the earth, because it's his earth, it's his heaven, he created it. I believe this on faith, and I cannot make anyone else believe what I believe. But I will not be talked down from my faith. It is not up for discussion. I've been reading this love letter too long. He talks so good. He mesmerizes me with his love and the tales of his exploits and what he went through for me. Somebody say love letters. But there are those who would laugh at our faith, laugh at our belief, laugh at our commitment to the calling of God on our lives. There are people who would like to point you to the law and say, oh, you believe in that God? The God that was doing all that stuff in the Old Testament, and if you didn't wear this with that, or if you ate this instead of that, you were supposed to be stoned. You believe in that God? They want to tear you up based on choosing certain parts of the word, even though they don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, why are you bringing it up? Unless you've been thinking about it, unless God's been tugging on your heart and you're trying to fight it, but you can't fight love, because love wins every time. Talk to me, boo. You tried to walk past daddy, but I kept on. There's a persistence to God. He just loves you into submission. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Anybody got that testimony that God just loved you into the kingdom when we were not on his side, when we weren't on his team? I got an amen in the second row. I got a couple people hitting the kitchen table at the house. A couple folk up in the upper echelons know what I'm talking about. When we were not on God's side, weren't thinking about God, he start whispering to us, I love you. What are you talking about? I'm in the middle of the club. What are you talking about? I love you. I got to keep you covered. I got a plan for your life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That God has overdone it with his love. He's been lavish. It's one thing to be loved. It's another to be loved good. It's another to be loved right. And nobody loves you like God. Because his love is never predicated upon what you do for him. His love ain't like Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? Boom, boom, boom. I knew you knew the song. Don't act like you all saved in front of these folk. You know all them songs. Non-believers would sometimes attempt to use the law to invalidate our faith. They use it as an attempt to dishonor and discredit us. Folk who meander through scripture in order to impugn the character of God, make light of our beliefs. But the law was not sent to condemn us. The law was sent to protect us. People say, the law says, well, first of all, I'm not Jewish. I don't live in ancient Israel. And God did not redeem me out of Egypt, where these laws were specifically for these people at this time to differentiate this culture from the peoples that they were being delivered from. And so I am a product of grace. I've been grafted into the promise. So you can't put the law on me because it didn't apply to me. I never heard of God. And by the time I heard of God not through the law, but through a man. And not just any man, but a good man. What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. That's my Jesus. That's my King. He is the lover of my soul, who fought for me and who walked in the earth with holiness and integrity and compassion. And he did whatever it took to win me back to the Father. That's a man worth worshiping. That is a King worth serving. That is my Savior. That cross that he Too many men interpret the law as loss. But the law was love, because it was love that sets boundaries. It's love that protects. You can't have love without boundaries. You can't have love without protection. If I say I love my son and then let him do whatever he wants, I don't love him. Love says, don't you go out in that street. Love says, don't touch the stove, it's hot. Love says, go to bed. Maybe that's just me, but we get this idea that somehow love means you can just do whatever you want, and if you love me, you'll let me. That's not true. If I love you, then I'll fight for you even when you can't fight for yourself. If I love you, then I'll give you instruction so that you don't make bad decisions that could cost you in your destiny. That's the kind of love that God gives in his word. There's something about a good love letter. I remember growing up in school, writing letters to the girl that I liked. I'm like, if you like me, check yes or no. Some of them check no. Now you're watching me on TV. You should have chose better, girl. But there is a love letter that God the Father has given you in Scripture so you can be mesmerized with his love, uplifted with tales of his miraculous exploits, and encouraged by the testimony of what he's gone through just for you. If you feel like the trials of life have distracted you from God's love, TBN wants to give you a boost for your faith. They're going to send you my new series, The Father's Heart, His Love Endures Forever. When you send in your gift to support the preaching of the gospel through Christian television, which is needed now more than ever before, you'll get this 3-message series that will build your confidence to receive God's best. And his best is his love, and it was most excellently displayed in the person of Jesus Christ. It's time for you to look away from the lies of the issues that have tried to communicate who you are and allow God's explosive, absolutely all-encompassing love to totally revolutionize your life. We also have some powerful gifts from two mighty men of God, Bishop T.D. Jakes, come on, Bishop, and Mark Batterson. Their 2-CD-DVD set, Turn Your Dreams Into Your Destiny, along with both of their books, Destiny and Chase the Lion, will give you a whole new level of confidence in God's purpose for your life. This is unbelievable. For your gift of $60 or more, TBN's gonna bless you with all of the resources I just mentioned. It's like a Black Friday type deal. It's like getting free stuff. It's like an extra waffle at Waffle House and you didn't have to pay for it. How amazing is that? God's love is relentless. And it's time for you to experience every bit of it today. Don't delay.
No matter what you've been through or what you're facing right now, God's heart is turned toward you. God's unfailing love is a promise found in his word. Yet too many of us fail to know firsthand the joy and blessing his love brings. That's why TBN wants to help you experience a new measure of the Father's love in your life. So, as our thank you for your special gift of support, we'll send you John Gray's new and encouraging 3-message CD series, The Father's Heart, His Love Endures Forever. In it, he reveals the blessings that enter your life when you believe and accept God's unconditional love. Through soul-stirring messages such as Love Letters, Going the Distance, and Cross My Heart, John shares how the love of the Father is the key to experiencing victory over those nagging challenges in your life.
It's an absolute privilege for me to tell you about an exciting opportunity to request some resources by one of my heroes in the faith, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Today, if God leads you to give a gift of $60 or more, you're not just getting my series, The Father's Heart. No. TBN always goes above and beyond. You're going to get that plus Bishop's book, Destiny, Stepping Into Your Purpose. TBN will also send you his teaching series, Turn Your Dream Into Your Destiny, and the awesome book by Mark Batterson, Chase the Lion. Is that right? That can't be right. My series, Bishop Jake's book, and Chase the Lion? It's right. Listen, I gotta go make my own phone call before they realize what they've done. Hey y'all, you better call right now, that number on your screen. Click, log on, or write TBN right now. This is an absolute blessing, and it's going to revolutionize the way you see yourself and the way you see God.
And with your gift of $60 or more, we'll also send you our hand-picked collection of faith-building resources titled Turn Your Dream Into Your Destiny. It includes Bishop T.D. Jakes' book, Destiny, Mark Batterson's book, Chase the Lion, plus power-packed messages on DVD and CD from both authors. Call, click, or write to share your gift of support and request John Gray's 3-CD set, The Father's Heart. Or add the Turn Your Dream Into Your Destiny collection with your gift of $60 or more. God loves you, and it's your time to conquer life's challenges. Call, click, or write today.
You know, there comes a time when you just have to draw a line in the sand and decide you're not going to be moved from God's love. God loves you so much. He loves you so much that he raised up a network just like TBN, because he knew you and I would need to turn on the TV in times like these and see preaching, not just from me, but from all of the voices that God has allowed to be a part of this network, just to remind you constantly of how much he loves you. That's why we're here, to encourage you to accept nothing less than God's promises. And that's why I'm glad people faithfully send in their gifts of support, because the truth is, without it, we wouldn't even be on the air right now to minister to you. And I think you and I know we need the word of God in our lives and on TV more than ever. So if you want to be a part of the end time solution that covers a dark and broken world with the light of Christ, send in your gift. Don't delay. We'll make sure to get you your copy of The Father's Heart. Once again, thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you right here on the next John Gray's World. Boom!